Hi, this is Viv, and you're listening to the 10th episode of 'Cause It's Me. Let's get to it. First of all, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of those out there who are celebrating it. I don't, but I felt like I had to give it a little bit of time to release a new podcast. So that's why last week you didn't have one. Also, I thought relaxing and taking some time for myself would be better. Now, during that time, I received so many messages from you guys about the previous episodes and some suggestions for the new words. I was going to go with one of them, but then I changed my mind and I'm going to go this time with a word that I have in my mind, which I have been thinking about for a week or so. And then we will go back to your words every now and then. Don't worry about it. But this is a word that it means so many different things to me. So today I am going to make a story with the word tattoo. And the thing is, this is actually a lot based on the true story. And I got 9 of them every time I need to let everybody know. So right now there's 9. I am going to tell you the story of how all of this happened and why they mean something different to me. Back when I was still living with my family, I remember that I begged my mom, literally begged her every single time to get a tattoo. Like, I would see it on different people and I would be like, I need to have one of these. I don't know, it's just a feeling. I think it's a matter of preference or whatever. But I wanted to have one really bad. However, growing up in a somehow conservative family does not really guarantee anything. Like, you need to ask for permission for pretty much anything. And most of those permissions are not going to be granted by the end of the day. Probably they will dismiss it and come up with some weird reasoning of why you cannot do it. One of the first things I remember was having a phone. Every single thing that I wanted to have, I had to cry for it. It was like a loophole, so every time we got to something that I really wanted to do and they wouldn't let me, I would just go and be like, everybody at school has this, I'm the only one who doesn't have this, this makes me feel like an outsider. If you guys will be kind enough to give me that, I'm gonna have the best life ever, I promise you, I'll protect it and I make sure that it's in the best hands. All of those things. Little teenager. Phone was one of them. Another thing that was completely strange was getting a bra. Now, to the guys listening to this, maybe cover your ear. But I remember even for having a bra, I had to beg and be like, please, this is so ridiculous. Everybody can see it. I feel so uncomfortable. And so finally, I had it. Another thing that I had to beg for was changing the color of my hair. This time I did not cry, however, I was a grown-ass lady, so we had to negotiate. Ever since I started maturing and growing up, there was this one excuse that would come up every time I wanted to ask for permission. Every time it would go like this. Hey ma, can I do this? Let's say, can I dye my hair? And the answer would be like, then what would be the difference between you and I? Still up to this day, I have zero idea of what that could possibly mean. Like, I am my own human being and you are your own. So how is it that with me changing the color of my hair, there wouldn't be any difference between the two of us? But, I mean, parents, right? When I started growing interest for tattoos, I remember that I went to her and asked if I could have one. And she said that she would think about it. Now, this one was promising. I was like, maybe this time I don't need to cry. Maybe there's no need for arguments. But of course, that was futile. She legit said it just to make me go away. So when I came back the next day, still remembering what I was asking for, she was like, did I really tell you this? You know what? Your dad won't let you do it. He doesn't like it. At that very moment, I just turned and looked at her and I was like, you do have tattoos on your face. You have eyeliners tattooed. You have lip liners tattooed. What else do you need? How is it that dad is okay with it? And at that very moment, she just turned to me and she was like, then what will be the difference between you and I? Just go to your room. But I was not the type of person to get a no for an answer. I still am not. So I kept on asking, kept on coming back. And the last thing she told me was, you are going to have this once you are married, or you're going to have this once you live on your own. Now, all of this were said having in mind that I was not going to be able to leave the country. Soon, I left. Well, that definitely did not happen because of the tattoos, but definitely that was one of the reasons. After I finally got the permission to stay and have a life of my own completely independently, it was time for me to get inked. To me, tattoos were some kind of a statement that, look, I am free now. I am an adult. I can make my own decisions. Probably that's why the first one reads, believe in yourself. But then things started changing. The meanings, they started changing for me. That happened exactly the same day my friend asked, so you want to get these two, but it needs to have a meaning. What is the meaning behind this? And I was like, they just look pretty. I don't need to have meanings for everything. But of course, got me thinking. Fast forward to the first month, I started finding out what the definition of depression was. I started dealing with a lot of feelings that I had no answers for. I didn't know what they were. I didn't know how to react. I guess my mind just had enough and it wanted for me to stop, but I wouldn't listen. So the breakdown happened. Those days, for whoever that have experienced this, are tough. There are reminders that need to be there for you, but I was living all by myself, all alone. Living this dream life that I always thought that I wanted, but seemed like it was not what I was expecting. So to keep those reminders in mind, I started getting tattoos. The first one was after the breakdown, and it reminded me to just be, hold on a little tighter, and still dream big. A week ago, after quite a long time, the new attack happened, and this time, I could bounce back easier because I had studied a lot about it. I had studied myself. I had studied a lot of books. I knew what I was getting into and I knew how to get out of it. I just needed a little bit of time and I needed to remember how to breathe. That very moment, I was like, I'm definitely going to get out of this. And the next day, I'm definitely gonna get a tattoo that says breathe. So that it would serve as a reminder. Something that I can take a look at and remind myself of whatever I have been through. And that it all finished at some point. That's why I'm still here breathing. So yes, I did write the story of this tattoo on my Instagram page, but it means a lot to me, and dealing with anxiety and depression, as I've been going through this path for more than a year right now, things can get tough. Things get super overwhelming for you when there are too many things happening at the same time that you can't really control, but you are involved in. There are a lot of things that you need to know about yourself. There are a lot of things that you need to study about, just to help yourself get better. Because at the end of the day, the only person who's going to be there for you is you. Even though this time I chose the word myself, and some other times as well, I am definitely open to suggestions from my beautiful listeners. So you can write it in the comment section below. Oh, and you can listen to 'Cause It's Me through different podcast platforms like Podbean, CastBox, on SoundCloud, still there, on Google Podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, and all of those platforms out there that you're using. Just use the comment section and tell me how you feel about this and what your new word would be for the next episode. I have in mind this one word that somebody gave me called celebrity crush. I'm definitely going to create a new story about that, which is actually a true story and it's really fun. So that is that. And you can also find me on different social platforms with the ID Vivian Vivid. The same ID goes to Instagram and Twitter and pretty much everywhere else. And if you guys want to support the podcast financially, you have the links below, just one click away. Oh, and I wanted to thank all of those who have actually supported the podcast up to now. Thank you very much. It means the world to me. That is pretty much it. This was the 10th episode of 'Cause It's Me, and I am Viv. Thank you for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.